Hey, welcome back. This is Jennifer, and this is the Dwelling Richly podcast. We are continuing our study through Psalm 119, and with a focus on how to study the Bible. And of course, it's more than studying the Bible. We don't always have time to sit around and like the idea of studying the Bible, but we do want to know God, and so we go to His Word. We want to grow in our faith, so we go to His Word. We want to grow in our self-discipline and being in fellowship with God. And so we go to His Word. And so the whole focus of this summer series, How to Study the Bible, has been not just to study the Bible, that's a succinct title, but to take the Word from Colossians 3:16, let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly, and to return the favor by we dwelling in the Word. We go back into the Word and we dwell in it. We don't just do Bible study. We what? We dwell. Exactly. Good job. So I'm excited to continue on in our movement as we've gone through Psalm 119 and the ebb and the flow and the rhythm of being in the Word together, and just the even the ebb and the flow and the movement of this Psalm in particular, as David, Ezra, Nehemiah, Jeremiah, whoever wrote this, we've decided we don't know for sure. As he has written this out for us and we see his joy and his delight, we've also seen his anguish and his fear and his longing. And so there is this ebb and this flow, all resolved in the delight that we talked about last time of his Word. And I love this verse from Psalm 119:92, which is our last passage. If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. I would have been overwhelmed and died from my misery. But if it not were for your law. And so that brings us to the 13th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, an interesting letter. It is the letter Mem. And again, 13th in the Hebrew alphabet. It has a value of 40 in Hebrew understanding. And this particular letter is interesting because it can be written in two ways. There's two forms of the letter Mem, okay? It can be an open or a closed letter. When it's an open letter, it's in the middle, at the beginning, and when it's a closed, it's at the end of a word. Hopefully I'm getting my Hebrew right on that, but that's just kind of a helpful way to see it. And maybe you're like me and you're enjoying writing out this Psalm in Hebrew, and that's been helping me learn my Hebrew alphabet a little bit better. A lot to go on that, but this is a great section of scripture as we participate in understanding it and ask the Holy Spirit's guide through it. So I'm going to go ahead and read this whole section to you. From the English Standard Version. And then we're going to go talk about it. All right. So grab your Bible and let's go ahead and read Psalm 119 verses 97 through 104. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. Your commandment makes me wiser than my enemies, for it is ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the aged, for I keep your precepts. I hold back my feet from every evil way in order to keep your word. I do not turn aside from your rules, for you have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. Okay, here we go. So Mem, like I said, is the 13th letter of the Hebrew alphabet. It has the numerical value of 40. And the idea of Mem is the idea of found in the word mayim or water. Mayim or water. And so I open with this visual of the ebb and the flow of all Psalm 119 on purpose, because it's in the same way that water ebbs and flows in the sea or in a lake or in a river or even in your cup, right? The emotion and the movement of Psalm 119 has that feeling of mayim, of water as it moves and it flows. And we're going to close on that idea in just a minute as well, the idea of this, the water imagery here. There's no water pictured in this psalm. That begins, each letter of the alphabet begins with the mem. But the idea of the word mayim beginning and ending with M gives me that, just gave me that, that flowing feeling as well. But let's take a look at Psalm 119, verse 97. And again, the idea of this series isn't to exegete or break down or do a deep dive Bible study on Psalm 119, although I'm very inspired to possibly do that with you sometime in the future. The whole point of this particular study is simply to take the word that we're reading and use it to help us better study the word, delight in the word, grow in the word, right? And so we use Psalm 119 as a tool to help us and give us inspiration on how to add to our understanding. And so as we're reading through this, I want us to key in on certain aspects that will help us to be better at studying the Bible on our own. Let's take a look at that first verse. Love. Oh, how I love your law. And it connected me back to verse 92 from Psalm 119, that the law had been his delight. And if it hadn't been for delighting in the law, he would have perished, he says. Well, then we get to verse 97 and he continues this idea and he says, I love your law. It's everything to me. Ma habeti. This is the idea of loving, and his focus on is in his law. I love your law. It's my meditation all the day. And then he says, as a result of that, of course, previously, he would have perished if it hadn't been for that. But then he talks about three groups of people that as a result of delighting and loving God's law, he sees himself as gaining wisdom and understanding even above what could have taken him over. Number one, his enemies. His enemies could have overtaken him, could have been defeated by, but he's wiser. He can outsmart his enemies. Why? Because he has this law. Now, for me, as I go into God's word, I want that to be my focus. Lord, you know what? I'm in your word today. I want to study it because I have enemies. Now, I don't literally have someone, you know, in the I Hate Jennifer Club out to kill me, right? But I have an enemy. I have an actual adversary. And we've talked about this before, that we're not doing battle against flesh and blood, of course, from Ephesians 6. We are in a spiritual battle. And to have wisdom, to be above our enemies, is to go back to God's word and to know it and to love it and to delight in it, exactly as we've been learning to do. So how do we study the Bible? We study it offensively, as well as we study anticipating the offensive advantage it gives us, but also the defensive advantage. In other words, offensive, going out there against what's out there in the world, and defensive, when I'm hunkered down and I'm using it protectively against the world coming in at me. And the psalmist writes that his commandment, the commandment of God, has made him wiser than his enemies, for it's ever with me. What else could be always with us? Nothing. We talked about this last time, how transient the rest of the world is. It ebbs and it flows and it goes and it comes, right? And enemies might come and go, but God's word is with him forever, he says. And so as a result of that, he knows he's wiser than his enemies. Why? Because the enemies of God don't use God's word, right, to protect them, to gain wisdom from. Oh, they might use it to trip people up and make them not understand how things work. But we have God's word right in us and alongside of us as our ever protective guide through the world. And in verse 99, he says, I have more understanding than my teachers. I could be sitting down and listening to teachers, but I'm going to have more understanding to them. Why? Because I have let God's testimonies, his testimonies, I've meditated on them. It says in verse 99, not just read casually, you know, like we can do, read through the Bible in a year, not just thinking through a sermon as we're listening to God's word, but we are meditating on it, right? And so as a result, we have more understanding than our teachers. That's a good thing. We should sit there and listen to a teacher and weigh everything a teacher says against the truth of God's word. Now, no matter who that teacher is, whether it's in a secular setting or in a biblical setting, the teachers are just the are just the people giving us information. We are the ones who have responsibility to truly be in the Word and meditate on the Word so it comes back to inform us. And then he says, I have more understanding than the aged. That could be, you know, you could think of that as like old people. The idea here is the elders in our life. So in other words, people who should know more, they're older than me, but I know more because I've been on God's word. I'll tell you right now, as I teach Sunday school with the kids in Sunday school, you'll hear me say, if you ever peek in our kid to be a fly on the wall in there, I constantly am telling the kids this. Don't think that just because you're young doesn't mean you couldn't know more than this is grown-ups, old people in your life, elders, right, in your life. If you're in God's word, you're equipped to know more than elders and have more understanding than they have. Why? Because we keep your precepts. We meditate on his precepts. God's word is ever with us. We always have it with us and we obey it. We keep his precepts. In verse 101, he says, I hold back my feet from every evil way in order to keep your word. Every evil way is available to me, but I hold back from that because I want to keep your word. Verse 102, I don't turn aside from your rules. You've taught me. You've been my correction, like in the previous letter of the alphabet, the Lamed. You've been the shepherd staff to guide me and nudge me and poke me and prod me and keep me where I need to be. I don't turn aside from your rules, for you have taught me. And then verse 103, I love this. How sweet are your words to my taste? They are so sweet, they're sweeter than honey. And of course, in that day and age, honey and things like dates would have been their forms of sweetness and sugar, right? And so sweeter than anything that possibly could exist in that day and age is your word. It tastes delicious to me. It's so sweet. It's so delightful. And then he says, verse 104, through your precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. I long for your word. It's sweet. It tastes like honey to me. And I spit out, I have a hate for anything that is it false in his, in the way. You know what? If I don't delight in God's word, if I don't have joy in God's word, then God's word is just a burden to me. It's just something I could tick off my list and be done with. But when I delight in it, I love it. I rejoice in it. It's sweet to me. And everything else I can discern, I can spit out because it's false. It doesn't satisfy me, right? Oh, I'm not going to have that sense of discernment between what's true and what's false if I don't have that delight in God's word. So I love this psalm, this mem, this mayim, this water, because it reminds me also of something else that is beautiful in God's word, that Jesus himself set himself up as the what? As the living water. We are only satisfied when we are satisfied in Christ. John chapter 7, verse 38 says this, whoever believes in me, as it is written in the scripture, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water, right? We have that mayim, that water in us when we are in Christ, when we're delighting in him, when we're delighting in his word. And not only do we have God's word written down and recorded for us as it is in Psalm 119, but we have access to the living word himself, Jesus Christ. And everything that is recorded in the New Testament is that teaching of Christ, a reminder of the delight that we have in knowing him personally as our shepherd, as our savior, as our guide, as our Lord, and as the living water dwelling in us. And I pray as you go back through and meditate again on this psalm, that number one, you will meditate again on this psalm, and that you will find your delight in Jesus as our living water, and delight in his commandments, his precepts, his laws, his testimonies, his rules, and his word today as well. So God bless you as you continue in your study and enjoy being in God's word together with your church, with your friends, with me. Thank you for sharing and leaving a comment and saying hi, letting me know that you listened to this word today. And I look forward to being back here again with you real soon. Know that you are loved and prayed for. Bye-bye for now.